The Lower East Side of Manhattan is that legendary part of New York City associated with slums, crime, crowded tenements and streets, disease, merchants pushing carts and hawking their wares in many languages.
Hello, I'm Dolores Nolan, your virtual tour guide for Saints of New York.
It was home to the influx of European immigrants from the 19th and 20th centuries seeking a better life in America. The boundaries of the Lower East Side are Houston Street to the north, the East River to the east and south, and the Manhattan Bridge and the Bowery to the west. It had been a picturesque countryside and farmland back in the 17th and early 18th centuries, and in some subway stations you'll see beautiful mosaics with images of life from that earlier time. But how different it is now with a mix of housing projects, co-ops, and the rare tenement from the past. St. Rose's home is one of six homes owned and staffed by the Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne. It's a skilled nursing facility for incurable cancer patients who can't afford to pay for care. And you don't have to be Catholic to be accepted into the home. People of all faiths are welcome. The first St. Rose's home was established in 1896 in four small rooms on Water Street by Rose Hawthorne Lathrop, a servant of God. In 1912, it moved to its present location just a few blocks away here on Jackson Street. There are six St. Rose's homes in the United States, the home here in New York City and one in Hawthorne, New York, just north of the city. There are homes in Philadelphia, Atlanta, Cleveland, and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thousands of poor people are cared for in these homes for free. The homes are supported solely by voluntary donations from people of all faiths. No payment of any kind is accepted from patients or their families, nor from government. Insurance is not accepted, but patients with coverage may qualify for admission, depending on family circumstances. Not only did Rose Hawthorne Lathrop have the vision to provide relief for the poor with incurable cancer for free, she also is the foundress of the religious order of the Dominican Congregation of St. Rose of Lima. Rose Hawthorne was born in Lenox, Massachusetts in 1851, the youngest child of the American novelist Nathaniel Hawthorne, author of The Scarlet Letter and The House of the Seven Gables. Nathaniel and his wife, Sarah Peabody, were from very distinguished American families. They were part of New England high society, and both could trace their ancestors back to the Mayflower. The Hawthornes were part of a very intellectual and literary circle. Both Nathaniel and Sarah were part of the Transcendentalist movement, along with Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau. Rose had a charmed childhood. She was very well educated and spent some years in Europe. She tragically lost her father when she was only 13. After that, she lost her mother and her only sister, Una, within a span of 11 years. At the age of 20, much to her family's chagrin, Rose married George Lathrop. George had a bit of a drinking problem, but despite that, the marriage actually was quite happy. George had some literary successes, and so did Rose, and the couple welcomed into the world their son, Francie. But then everything changed when Francie tragically died at the age of 4 from diphtheria. George's drinking became excessive. The couple would separate and then reunite several times over the years. In 1891, George and Rose converted to Catholicism. This caused much commotion and was a topic of much conversation amongst the elite of the day. Embracing Catholicism was just not the thing to do in high society. Despite criticism, the couple were very devout in their new faith. But sadly, the marriage could not endure, and in 1895, they agreed to a formal separation. It was at this time that Rose really blossomed intellectually and spiritually. She longed to devote herself to something worthwhile and with great purpose. Rose became aware of the plight of the poor in the city who were suffering from cancer. She heard about a young seamstress who had to give up her work when it was discovered that she had incurable cancer. Now, there were no relief programs in those days to protect someone like her with no money. So this poor seamstress was banished to Blackwell's Island, which is now known as Roosevelt Island. That's the island you get to by tram. Well, back then, Blackwell's Island was a horrible place with a penitentiary and health-related facilities and horrific conditions. If you weren't mad when you were sent there, you would certainly end up that way. Rose took a 3-month course on cancer nursing. and at the age of 45, she moved into a cold water flat on Scammell Street, right here in the Lower East Side, to nurse the poor with incurable cancer. If someone was too sick to come to her, she went to them. She gave all this care for free. Then a patient she met while training, a Mrs. Watson, now discharged from the hospital, suffering with incurable cancer, totally destitute, contacted Rose and asked if she could live with her. Without hesitation, Rose took her in. News of Rose's charity spread throughout the city. She took in other cancer sufferers into her small flat. Volunteers came to assist in this charitable work, most notably Alice Huber, a successful portrait painter and a very spiritual woman in search of meaningful work. Nursing those with incurable cancer was grueling work, and there were just too many to care for in the small space. They really needed a bigger facility. Well, Rose still had connections to those with money, and she was smart and savvy enough to use them. She would write fundraising letters about Christ's poor. Benefactors purchased a building a few blocks from the flat. And on May 1, 1899, Rose, Alice, and the growing number of cancer patients moved into 426 Cherry Street. This was the first St. Rose's free home for incurable cancer, named in honor of St. Rose of Lima, a 17th century mystic from Lima, Peru. And here's some Catholic trivia for you. The city of Santa Rosa in California is named in her honor. As Rose's charitable work flourished, she became a widow at the age of 47 when her husband George died of liver disease in 1898. Knowing Rose's devotion to Catholicism and to Jesus and her imitation of Christ in her charitable work, a Dominican priest suggested that she and Alice form a religious community. On December the 8th, 1900, they professed vows as members of the Dominican Sisters Congregation of St. Rose of Lima. Now, this might get a little confusing. After professing vows, Alice was now known as Mother Mary Rose. Rose Hawthorne took the name Mother Mary Alfonsa. A second home was opened in Rosary Hill in Westchester County, north of the city, now known as Hawthorne, New York. It is now a nursing home and the mother house and novitiate for the Dominican Sisters. Mother Alfonsa died in her sleep on July 9, 1926. In her diary, she wrote, "I am trying to serve the poor as a servant. I wish to serve the cancerous poor because they are avoided more than any other class of sufferers, and I wish to go to them as a poor creature myself, though powerful to help through the open-handed gifts of public kindness." She had served the poor with incurable cancer for 30 years. If you would like to go for an interesting walk enjoyed by the sisters at St. Rose's home, go across the street into Corlears Hook Park. Corlears Hook is an old name for the part of the Lower East Side where the East River curves to the north. Walk through the park and bear right onto the bridge that crosses over the FDR Highway. This walk will take you into East River Park. There's an outdoor amphitheater there. And you can walk south along the East River Park all the way down to the South Street Seaport. If you want to cross to the other side, the safe cross street is Montgomery. Take note of the Grand Boulevard, Avenue of the Immigrants. If you're hungry, I recommend Radio Mexico Cafe at 259 Front Street. You'll have to cross to the other side of Montgomery to get there. Radio Mexico Cafe restaurant is a shabby, chic place. The food is yummy with great value, and I love their signature pomegranate margaritas. I hope you enjoyed this story about Rose Hawthorne Lathrop, Mother Mary Alfonsa. She was a daughter, a wife, a mother, a writer, a nurse, a servant of God. The legacy of Rose Hawthorne Lathrop, servant of God, is St. Rose's home, located in the Lower East Side of Manhattan at 71 Jackson Street. It's off the FDR Drive, across from the East River. You can't miss it from the drive because of the beautiful mural of St. Rose of Lima that hangs on the side of the building that faces the East River. The subway line you should take is the F train south to East Broadway. Come up at the Madison Street exit, walk or take the M22 bus east to Jackson Street. Turn right and go to the end of the street. St. Rose's home is the last building on the right. If you like to travel by bus, the M22 bus is your best bet. If you take the M15 bus, you can change to the M22 east at St. James Place. Take the M22 to the corner of Madison and Jackson Streets. Walk south on Jackson Street to St. Rose's Home. If you take the M14A bus, get off at the corner of Grand Street and Jackson Street. Walk south on Jackson Street to St. Rose's Home at the end of the street. If you're driving, visit hopstop.com or mapquest.com for directions.